FYLP is sponsored by CapturedPrey.com. Visit CapturedPrey.com today for all your import and third-party Transformers needs, and save even more through the Captured Prey loyalty program. You can also save on shipping on domestic orders of $150 or more. See website for details. CapturedPrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service. Mega Toy Fan. Maximize your collection with MegaToyFan.com for all your vintage toy needs. You can also find Mega Toy Fan at popular robot and toy conventions year-round. Minimize your costs and maximize your collection with MegaToyFan.com.
Transformers for your listening pleasure, TFYLP for short. Join us and discuss the latest in Transformers fandom. Now, where did I put that chorus stop? Ratchet, if you take the chorus stop. Transformers, defenders of
truth, robots who fight in disguise. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Transformers for your listening pleasure. Tonight's episode, we're going to talk about the wonderful, wonderful world of Masterpieces, because some big news just came out like a day ago.
You might say it's shocking news.
Exactly. And hopefully right now, YouTube is broadcasting this part of the podcast, because last week it didn't.
Really?
So today we have, as always, Don Headmaster. We have...
He doesn't know his hit name.
Hawkville Doctor. I was just going to go backwards.
Yep.
You know, it's like like at the top of the report card where it says your last name first.
Yeah.
We got Prime Maroney.
It must be 9:10.
And we have Megamus. He's
no, we have us to the Mega.
Or Gusman.
Gusman.
Gusman. Whichever.
But I don't know.
You sound like a secondary Mega Man character.
Gusman. Stoked. I am stoked. Tobias is in the house.
Yes.
Yep.
I'm back.
Yes. I don't want you to see my crotch.
So where you been, up. Tobias?
Our favorite Swedish correspondent is now a British correspondent.
Sweet.
Yeah. Give us a download. How's it been going? Where you been?
That makes you... buy something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Binational.
Binational.
Buy something. Yeah, I got you. I'm like that. I'm that way too, if in case you didn't know. I'm like, buy. Like, and buy my stuff. You see there? Yeah, Jim, calm down. It's not that buy, all right? Not that way.
Calm down. No helmets or pedals or any of that? No streamers on the handboard?
None of the stuff you were thinking of.
Don't be a Richard.
Yeah. All right. All right, guys.
But it's nice to have you back, Tobias.
Bye.
It's great.
So you planning on getting any...
What a topic!
You plan on getting
what
any more crap or not
you
up
plan
to
on
us?
Getting any? Well, I know
everyone has been waiting for some more crap or not. I know I have been.
The truth is...
I was going to go with yes.
There was some miscommunication before I left the show when we were moving to the UK. I was talking to Weirdwolf, and I said there's a lot of... new crap or not that I uploaded, but since I haven't been in contact with the rest of the world due to our lack of internet here when we moved here, but now we're connected, so I have to get in contact with him again and say upload those things, because I think there's like 4 or 5 new clips that's just been laying there for like 4 months or something.
So now that you are connected,
Yeah.
We're going to get the down low on the crap.
On the crap, yeah.
On the crap.
Or not.
Crap.
Or not.
Or not. Yeah.
That's right. I got you.
So, Crap or Not is making a comeback.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that it's Crap or Not 2?
Yeah.
Awesome!
No. Crap or Not Generation 2.
You could say Crap or Not Dose. Yes. And I tell you what, these jokes just write themselves. I tell you what.
Crap or Not Generation 2 is when you eat too much spinach.
Then you get two or three.
Oh, you get Popeye.
And it's all green.
Anyone here that doesn't know what a number three is, eat some Taco Bell, Chipotle, or whatever, and you will find out.
So, deuce or not dose.
Moving on along away from
– And you're talking about movements too, which goes right back into what we were just talking about.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Worst segue ever.
Okay. All right.
This is suddenly the toilet for your listening podcast.
Brett, I have jewel lords like Solitaire with very sharp edges. I will throw her at you at TFCon.
That's okay. It's all right. I can handle it in order to talk about the flowing from the two to the three.
Oh, goodness.
Mike?
So anyway, did you guys hear about the new giant purple one-eyed monster coming out?
Now, listen.
The world's already been out for a couple of months.
No. We talked about a two and a three. Now, you're talking about a number one.
No. Cloud World has already been out for a couple of months.
No. I'm talking about space gun.
You said a monster, and that's a terrible mold, so a terrible figure. So.
Well, let's start somewhere that was a little more expected. So a few weeks ago, there was a rumor going around about a new Masterpiece Rodimus. I think there was even a silhouette or something.
Yeah, there was.
Yes.
There was last week.
So it was yesterday that we got pictures out of – what was the show?
The one with the pictures.
Yeah, I don't know what show it was, but it was in Japan. So we got pictures of a Masterpiece Rodimus, of course, in the new scale, in the new Masterpiece scale.
No one's going to, share pictures or anything like that?
I'll get it up in a second.
I thought you already had linked
right from PG-13 to rated R. We're talking about a number three, a number two, and number one. You talked about, wait a second, I'll get it up. So, I mean,
professional podcasting at its finest, people. Take your notes.
I'm just pointing out the obvious here.
Okay. I will try to get to the link here. Are you happy?
I have it up.
Oh, you have it up? There we go.
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, let me ask you this, and if you don't mind, I'm really wanting to talk about these two. I have the first Masterpiece Rodimus. I had the Takar one, and the only one I never got was the dark or the repainted Rodimus. And as you all know, they've had problems with the joints and the knees and the panels. And even the second release had problems here or there. But giving that all aside, if you take the first Masterpiece Rodimus and put it next to your MP10, and I'm looking at it right now, it doesn't look right. To me, it just doesn't look right. Now, I could be totally wrong. Those of you that are really into the show and all that, was Rodimus supposed to be the exact same size as Prime? Was he supposed to be smaller? Or what was the deal?
Well, you compared him to MP10, and I almost want to say that he was kind of the last in the first incarnation of Masterpiece before the new scale started with MP10.
I agree with you, but I'm looking at him right now, and they are – almost head-to-head.
I mean, Rodimus, I believe Rodimus Prime was supposed to be as big as Optimus Prime, but I don't think we ever had them together to get a good scale of that.
I'm going to pose a question, and, I'm gonna start with a question and then I'll end it with an observation. But the question is this prime, this MP Rodimus 2, smaller than the Rodimus that we already have? Well,
This is not Rodimus.
This isn't prime, I don't think.
This is
hot rod.
This is hot rod.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
okay,
that's hot.
Well, then I'm going to go back to what I said before, because it, as everyone knows, the Rodimus also converts smaller into what they called a pseudo hot rod. So yeah, if that's the case, do you think this is for people that actually want to display the Rodimus we already have, and then this would be for hot rod, which would be smaller?
I think this is going to be the first post-movie Autobot car we're going to get.
Yeah.
Because I think that them doing another Rodimus may not be in their picture, since the last one had so much issues. But a hot rod, I think, would fit in a lot of people's collections better, because you got your movie, your post-movie collectors.
Well, I do agree that Hot Rod was just as important as Rodimus, so he deserves equally. But I find it hard to believe that there isn't some sort of a transformation on this particular one to where they're not going to come out with the Super Winnebago that attaches to it and try and make it a convert like the first one.
I
could be totally wrong, but I see that happening.
Well, with the MP09, the Rodimus Prime masterpiece, it almost felt shoehorned in and forced as far as going from Hot Rod to Rodimus. And I honestly think that the figure suffered because of that, because it was trying to take two different figures that had a similar robot mode and put them into the same toy. And the only difference is you flip the face around and you extend the hips one click. That's it.
Well, but I'm going to say to you that I agree, but I think it was a Rodimus that was forced into a hot rod, to whereas we might actually have a hot rod that's forced into a Rodimus.
Well, one thing is that if this was Rodimus, I would like to think we would see somewhere behind this picture his trailer, because it looks like there's not enough bulk on the back for it to be like DX9 carry and be an all-in-one transformation. I don't see the bulk there in this one picture.
Yeah, but I hate to tell you this, but when the Toys R Us one first came out, you never saw it either.
Yeah.
Because they just didn't include it.
I personally think that with Takara knew, because DX9 carry has been in the works for about the past year. I've got a feeling they knew, since they had this Rodimus Prime third party coming out. Maybe they didn't, I don't know. But I think they're thinking the collector's market would want a Hot Rod more than a Rodimus to go with their Autobot cars to start the movie post-movie era.
Well, let me ask you one other thing, and I'm going to propose to the group.
No.
The answer one yes. little... Just something that I was thinking of, and I actually mentioned it beforehand, before we started the show. Do you think maybe, even though, and we all know that a lot of these things are months in the making, that they rushed to get these pictures out as a direct result of third-party companies putting out products that are similar?
Well, I could kind of see that a little, but based on what we've heard previously, for example, when we were talking to Rick about a similar topic just some weeks ago, he was saying that they don't even really put the third-party stuff on their radar at all.
Not Hasbro, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, that's – I don't agree with that, and it's simply because of all the stances they've made, and the simple fact that you've got them, they just now re-released Quakewave, and all of a sudden, and we're getting ready to talk about that, is the masterpiece Shockwave, which, I'm sorry, spoiler, but anyway, And then they also released, and I can't remember the company that did the Rodimus with that horrible big wing. It seems to me like, and don't forget, not too many months ago, as soon as they released that hound, all of a sudden we got official pictures of a Masterpiece hound. So I disagree. They are absolutely looking at third parties, and they are looking at the Phantom. That's my argument. I believe that Hasbro and Takara is looking at what people want. And as everyone knows, is they're the company with the more stipulations and the more restrictions, it takes longer, and they have so many characters that, I mean, let's face it, if this particular character is being showcased in a third party, let's move that guy to the front of the line, and they show him. That's what I believe is happening.
Well, now Aaron Archer has said in the past that we are aware of what's being offered by these other companies. We will get you the same characters, but it will take longer to get there because of what they have to face.
But how long ago did he say that?
About 2 years ago?
Right. So what's happened in the past couple of years? Third-party companies have just blown up. I mean, they're coming out of the woodwork. So they got to put a stop to this. So how do they do it? They got to promote their items quicker.
I do believe you're on to something about why they have revealed these. Because if you look at their name cards, it does say MP-?. So we don't really know when we're getting these, and these are obviously very early prototypes. You know, they're just resin.
If
you look at him here, he's very gappy. He's very
The whole idea is, but you're exactly right. And that's my argument, is they already know, and I'd be willing to bet that they know years in advance what all the characters are doing. Now, who gets fronted who gets pushed to the front of the line? You know, they have it in their mind what they want, but when the fans or third party comes out with these things, they want to push it up to let you know, hey, guess what? We're still making that.
Yeah, and I definitely don't believe
it wouldn't take anyone with half an iota of business sense to know that's the only way that you're going to compete. You got to let people know that there's another, you know, similar product on the horizon, and you have to promote it.
Yeah, I can buy into that, and I think that's a natural progression as well.
Click off your screensaver. I can't see you.
Well, I thought that was a natural progression to begin with, because we got all these first G1 characters as monster pieces. We got Sideswipe, and then we got Smokescreen, and what else? Help me out here. Obviously Optimus Prime, and now Bumblebee, and we are getting...
Wheeljack,
yeah.
It was the Marvel one, the one that they had to repaint.
The repaint. So I thought that was a natural progression. So I think they will go through all these characters, and we're also going to get G1 Ironhide.
Right. Now here's the other thing, and I said this before. I said this the week before last, because we were talking about Ironhide, and I said, did you notice how they made changes to it after they originally put out what they were, you know, their concept, and then, you know, they had a lot of fans that didn't like this or didn't like that, and they changed it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can sit there and say that they're the mean, evil conglomerate, you know, corporation, but they do listen, because they do know that ultimately we're the ones that's going to buy it. So if we want it in purple, you make it purple. If we want it in pink, make it pink. And I didn't just say that because of my purple cup, but that's beside the point. But I'm just saying, it doesn't matter. If that's what's going to sell, that's what they're going to make for us.
Yeah.
So I think you're seeing quicker what we want from Hasbro and Takara. I think that, I honestly do. I think that they're finally, and I mean, I did my little, you know, I'm on the soapbox for Hasbro and Takara, but now I'm going to come off and say, it took them long enough. I mean, Jesus Christ, how long did it take for them to get an idea that you need to listen to us?
Yeah.
But they all...
What I was going to tell about this was, obviously, we're going to get a Ratchets as well if the Ironhide sells well.
Oh, absolutely. But,
I agree with you when you say that, yeah, they have an eye on the third-party companies, obviously, because now they suddenly made the jump into the 80s movie character, right. Like Rodimus. Right. If it was the natural progression, that would be years off. Yeah. But it's not.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah. That's my point exactly. And if you think about it, I mean, like I said, I mean, they're not going to come out and say, hey, we're doing this as a direct result from third-party companies. They're, of course they're not going to say that because they want everyone to think that we ain't worried about them. They're nothing.
Yeah.
They're not going to see that.
Keep in mind, too, that just next year on August 8th is going to be the 30th anniversary of the Transformers the movie.
It is true.
Notice I emphasized the.
But here's the thing: how do you think that they're going to do? They're going to release something very quickly and do this whole year of the horse, goat, whatever, and Lucky. They're going to flip another repaint, and maybe that's what they'll use for the anniversary. So.
Well, I mean, they have.
You just never know what they're going to do.
It's called Gold Bug. It's the, you know, repaint of tracks.
Yes.
I mean, they've been doing a lot of repaints with these. I mean, they've used the Sideswipe mold. They're coming out with another Sideswipe repaint. But so I don't necessarily think that this was ever designed as a response as a countermeasure to third party. I definitely do think the timing of the release was.
I agree.
These sort of things take a couple years to produce. I still think these look very sloppy, so they're very new. Right. But this is one of those things where they're like, they're releasing Rodimi, or Rodimuses.
Rodimi.
And we need...
The masterpiece eye of Rodimi.
We need to dissuade them of buying them, because... So, and then here it is. It doesn't say when it's coming out. It doesn't even give it a number, but here it is.
Let me let you in. Well, here's my thing. Takara probably has a lot of these projects in the works at any given time. So the thing of it is, they probably have several pieces ready to go, ready to promote, at least to show off that, hey, we're working in this era, or we're working on this figure, in order to say that to have a response to the fans. If something else does come out with third party, they can say, well, we're doing this, which is the similar vein.
Yeah, I mean, and they have to have a lot in the works. I mean, they're coming out with, what, 12
right.
molds a year, something like that?
But I believe you're right in the fact that they're trying not to say they're watching the third parties, but in reality, they are.
Yeah, exactly.
Not watching competitors is stupid business move 101.
Right, now, but they're not.
Yeah,
but admitting you are is stupid move number two, you know, or 102.
All right. You're damned if you do it, you're damned if you don't.
Worried. You don't want to be worried about that. But you know, the last thing you want to do is get on your website, and I say this, but everyone here knows if you looked at the new – what was that? A survey that was given out by a particular company that talked about third-party items, and I'm not going to say who, which I was completely shocked to see.
You don't
come out publicly and just basically just promote that. Hey, they're doing this. What do you want us to do? You really don't.
Yeah.
How you do it is that you have this lineup, and this is what I think they're going to want next. And if this product comes out, you go, oh, we're going to move this over here and say, hey, this is what we're going to promote. This is what we're going to do. And that's why you see these early stages, because they weren't that far along.
Sure.
But it gives you an idea so they can say, hey, you know what? We were thinking of that.
But I think your point will be better made when we get to the next figure. But what I want to say about the Hot Rod is, one, even in gray resin prototype plastic, I like the looks of the Hot Rod. The chest needs a little work, better than that Ironhide that's in the same picture. I like now, this hot rod better than
so,
the Ironhide.
So let me go back real quick, because I didn't get a chance to comment on the Rodimus and Rodimus Prime thing that we were discussing earlier. So I definitely don't I don't think that this Rodimus – I think this Rodimus is Hot Rod. Of course, it'll be called Rodimus and if it comes to the States, because Hasbro can't call it Hot Rod. But and I don't believe – I don't
think we're still going to know which one it
– Yeah, I don't think it will have any conversion to Rodimus Prime. I think – and I think in Takara's opinion, that Rodimus Prime is the Rodimus Prime. I mean, it had – they had pictures of it with MP10. It was at the same scale. It didn't even come with a part where they could shake hands. I thought that was a thing, or is that a third party Rodimus?
Whoa! No, that was City Commander did.
Did it?
What Protector?
City Commander had a hand that you could clip on, and they would shake hands.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah,
that's
getting
right.
Confused.
And that
Jesus Christ, get your stuff together. I mean, third party or official.
I don't keep track of third party. But but they did promote it. They did promote it like it alongside MP10 a lot at the same scale. I mean, it really fits the scale the new line well enough.
If I could take the camera and show it, they're next to each other. They are perfect for each other. Now, you got to remember, I haven't seen the movie in a while, but I remember them being about the same size, so they are perfectly aligned with each other. Now, but I will say, when you take this masterpiece, the official one that we have right now, and you do the little leg collapsing, flipping of the head and everything, he looks like a shorter Rodimus.
Yeah,
he doesn't look like a hot rod.
I don't think and that was a throwaway gimmick. That was just here's a way to give you a Rodimus and a Rodimus Prime in one figure. That figure was really intended to be Rodimus Prime, and when they released it in the States without its trailer, they didn't do that figure any justice.
No.
But this Hot Rod is definitely Hot Rod. I mean, you look at it and it screams Hot Rod.
But the cool thing is, the next person we talk about, there's no mistaking who that is.
I don't know. It could be Gray.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, Shaq Wave. But.
So Brett disappeared, but he had a point about Rodimus he was about to make before I decided.
He's back.
To go back in time to put my opinion on that. What were you about to say, Brett, before I took us back?
You were distracting me, and I just left. I said, "The hell with it."
I know you don't. You don't value.
Well, that's
me.
All it takes.
I didn't. I just, you know, but I have something in the works, and I'm getting it planned, based upon what someone else says. But that'll be later. I mean, I'm working on it. But anyway. So we're still on Rodimus, and my thought is you look at the first Rodimus they did, and I mean, did anyone really expect them to do that dark Rodimus? No. They have the mold. We need to reuse it. Bam. So the logical thing would be next with this Rodimus 2, they're either going to make it, I'm sorry, Hot Rod 2, make it a Rodimus, or you're going to see another dark version of what we have.
I think we'll see Hate Plague.
What's that?
I think we'll see a Hate Plague version, all red.
We could, you know, with chrome. And I mean, you think it's funny.
No, I know. I'm just saying
that's the truth.
I never thought
that's
of that.
The truth. Let me ask you this. Who, and I wish I freaking had it. I mean, who would have thought that we would have had the weird looking Optimus Primal from Universe and all the goofy colors?
What, no one. Primal?
Yeah,
that was
Universe freaky yellow brown.
Forgive
and
the.
I honestly think they looked at the little color wheel and went, "We haven't used these colors. Let's put them on the wall and use them.
Well, that's not true. He's based on his Beast Machines colors.
Yeah. Well, the Year of the Monkey is based on, like, Primal Prime.
You're not getting my point. But, there's no reason to put those two colors with that color with that figure together. But
that's true.
I mean, okay. What about
– But that was out of left field.
What about Year of the Horse, Year of the Goat, all that stuff? Why?
So yeah,
you can make it, you pump it out, and we're going to freaking buy it.
Yeah,
what they're about. Repaints are cheap money.
If they pumped out that Prime and that Primal in every color he's ever been in, I'm going to buy every single one.
Let me ask you this.
Every color?
Oh, wait a minute. Now, wait a minute.
It better come in burning.
If they came out with, and you're going to laugh, if they came out with a Prime in nothing but striped, red, white, and blue, do you think it would sell?
Of course. That Bape Optimus Prime sold.
And you know what I'm going to say? The same damn thing to Iron Man, and it sold, so there you go. It's repaints make money.
So what do you? So other than the Black Rodimus, what or Hot Rod, what do you think they're going to do with this? I mean, what else can they do with this?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay, Black Rodimus, Rodimus in blue with the Matrix, Shattered Glass Rodimus, which we've already seen.
In America, we'll get the Pink Rodimus.
We'll get the Shout Factory version.
The dead or black one. We got both of those from the commemorative series.
Yeah.
So you got those. Like you said, you have Shattered Glass. All they got to do is put a little goatee on him. There you go. come on.
Well, now, it's a bit of bias. I can't remember. Did you read the UK comics by chance? Did you ever read the UK comics?
Oh, my God. Look, just because you just went to the UK, did you read the UK comics?
No.
God, was that not a little racist there?
No, I'm saying because I think in the UK comics he was colored differently than the US. So I'm saying they could look at they could look at comic colorations.
Absolutely, but I'm sorry, but now I gotta know. Tobias, do you like tea now?
Tea?
Yeah, tea.
Yeah.
How's Doctor Who?
I always like tea, so
I always like tea, so you fit in right. I'm sorry. I mean, I know, but that really did. Once I said it, I went, I wonder if he really does like tea. Because, you know, the tea. But, I mean, I had to do it. I'm sorry. But
the pines and the haggis.
Go ahead.
Good Lord.
Tea for Tobias.
Now, to answer your question, Don, no, I haven't read the UK magazines at all. So I really don't know.
Okay, because I just know it was easier to get them in the European countries than it was getting them over here in the States
IDW published them recently.
Yeah, so I mean, I didn't know how widespread it was across the European
We had our own publication of Transformers in Sweden, and it was straight from the Marvel, U.S. Marvel universe.
Okay.
It was. Regarding your... debate recently regarding the height of a robot. This is the only picture I could find from the 1986 movie. I don't know. How big is RC supposed to be? She's just up to the shoulder of Hot Rod here.
Well, I think that's actually a perspective angle because...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit of perspective.
I think they're almost equal in stature.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's behind him, and then Cup's a little further back. I just want to say though, since you brought up RC, anybody that hasn't heard that RC has been debunked in the language at the bottom says actually translates into hound, and it is a Photoshop. There is no masterpiece RC after all.
No. Really? I would have never thought that.
Right. Because, you know, there's some people that'll believe it until they're blue in the face.
Well, you know, and it was funny because the silhouette there is an impossible shape for a toy to pull off. I mean, we already know that. No RC toy has ever
been. Not unless Rob Liefeld drew the silhouette.
And this silhouette reveals, I don't think Takara never made those kind of reveals. It's just third-party companies that made them.
They've done silhouettes in the past.
Yeah, they've done. Yeah. Not many, but they've done.
Yeah.
Do you have
Do you happen to remember how he was recolored in the UK? Because I have some of the UK comics, and I was going to try and show.
I remember in Target 2006 when I picked up the trade paperback, he looked colored differently, but Prime. That could have been Rodimus, yeah. But that could have been a printing error, a color match error. I didn't know whether he was actually portrayed as a different color on purpose. It's just he didn't look like Rodimus.
Well, properly. I've got.
But again, I'm working from memory and I'm old.
Okay, I've got a couple of the trade paperbacks. These were, are they called Contempiniums or something? But like there's this one, and this one, and I'm looking at Rodimus, and right on the cover, he looks fairly like G1. I mean, I could be wrong. Yeah. He looks pretty much like the U.S.
I'm doing a Google image search, and I'm getting pretty much the same general
thing. The same thing. It's pretty much G1. Well, yeah, I just wanted to make sure. I just happened to have these handy, and I was like, "That's a good question."
The only thing I really found is that some of the panels his chest isn't orange; it's red. Other than the flame,
maybe that's what I was thinking. It was just mistakes in coloring that I was thinking.
Whoa! Mistakes in different coloring in like G1?
No.
Never.
Yeah.
Acid storm. Never.
Blue streak.
Blue streak. Never. But okay. I'm just gonna take these and file them like I should. There we go.
Okay.
All right. The other big thing for Rodimus, because we were talking about, this is suddenly they're making the jump into the post movie or the movie time period. But how many of the cars are actually left?
Inferno,
Grapple,
Ratchet.
Well, I'm talking Autobot cars. Those sort of fall outside of the Autobot cars.
Masterpiece skids.
What about all the Minibots?
At the Minibots.
All the Minibots.
Masterpiece Cosmos.
Except for Bumblebee, Sunstreaker.
Actually, wait, yeah, they should do a Masterpiece Skids.
Skids?
Yeah, they could do a lime green repaint and give them some buck teeth.
Here's the funny part. As much as I couldn't stand Skids as a character, as much as I couldn't stand Skids in the comic.
Skids.
He had 1.5 issues. That's not a lot of characters.
Exactly. But I could tell you that little bitty car, which reminds me of a little Honda, Honda, in a Masterpiece. Look, I'd buy it. I think it'd be awesome looking.
Yeah.
If it looked like, in articulation, absolutely.
All the weapons.
I think absolutely. But, think about all the others. Like you said, Inferno, Grapple.
Trailbreaker.
Those are all going to fall in.
Trailbreaker. One of my favorite characters, Trailbreaker.
Yeah, but those are all going to fall in more
Trailbreaker.
At the Ironhide scale. Because Ironhide is scaled a bit bigger than the cars.
It is, but I would put Trailbreaker more along the lines of Ironhide than I would Sideswipe.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
But it is nice seeing them get out of the... Because I think everybody that is on the podcast, I've heard it on RFC and other podcasts, that we need to get out of this 84, 85, 80, early 86. We need to get into other errors.
It's just about over anyway. They just about got them all knocked out.
What I'm saying is when it comes to cars, they have Sunstreaker, but Sunstreaker is held up for reasons of licensing.
Wait a minute. If you're talking about the original cartoon, if you're going to go with the cartoon, are you talking about the original releases from toys? Which are you talking about?
I'm talking about cars in general. I think the whole point in Rodimus coming out is they've run out of Autobot cars.
No, but I disagree. Well,
they're
Jim,
not.
Wait a minute, Jim. You said that you talk about 84 and 85. Are you talking about from the comic? Are you talking about from the cartoon or the actual toy?
The toy line.
Okay, from the toy line.
Because you got the six mini bots in 84, the five more in 85, like Beachcomber, Cosmos, and Warpath.
They haven't gotten to the mini bots, so we'll set that aside.
As small as they are, I got to say they ought to do Masterpiece 2 packs of those just to hurry up and get them out.
Absolutely. Not really. I mean, regardless how they do it, they need to. But then I also look at what was in the cartoon during that line, and I'm sorry, but the biggest hole that I think that they need to worry about is Reflector. I'm sorry. We just now got not one, but two companies that have put out wonderful reflectors, and we have yet to get an official reflector.
Yeah, but how much is reflector really a thing in Japan? I mean,
he was just as much in Japan as he was in the U.S. If you look at all the shows, the cartoon series, if he's not in the show, he's in the background.
He's a stormtrooper.
But that's the thing. I don't think, because when you look at the history of the Masterpiece line, we have, not counting cassettes, what, 7 Decepticons?
Oh, but they were able to get Leopard, or what is his name, Star Convoy in there.
Star Saber.
They were getting Star Saber in there, but you couldn't get a reflector? One that's been in almost every show?
Japan cares about Star Saber. They don't care about Reflector.
Well, okay. I understand that, but guess who's buying all this crap? The U.S. is.
All right, well now one thing, on the Autobot cars, we still have quite a few to get, and their associated repaints, so we know that. But there are two Decepticon cars we could get that would still be run about Runamuck. So we could get two more cars. So I think we need to add those. Even though they're minor characters in the Mythos, they could be scaled a little small, maybe a little bigger than Bumblebee, a little smaller than the regular Hatsui cars. But yeah, again, I think that's two characters that you
can. I disagree. Both of those, if they were going to be made, they should be the same size as like Sideswipe and Blue Streak. They should be the same size
as the cars.
They are cars.
And if you've paid attention to Transformers Devastation, they could be repainted into those blue drones that are almost identical to them.
But that's not the point.
I mean, that
how prevalent were they in the show?
Well, they weren't even in the show. Neither was Star Saber.
Japanese point of view. Wait a minute.
No, but Star Saber was.
Let me finish. They're looking at it strictly from a Japanese point of view. And Takara has a lot to say as to what Hasbro does. They look at the show. They weren't even in it. Why even include them? Star Saber was prevalent in their show. Hmm. Let's include him. That's how I look at it. They're not looking at the cartoons or what was released in toys in 84, 85, 86, 87. They're looking at the show.
Right.
That's to them is what people are going to remember.
Right. I just wanted to add that those two Decepticon characters as 84, 85, 86 cars that could be added to, in that era. Not they were going to do them, but that's two I think that have been overlooked.
I agree with you. And I, for one, would absolutely drop money for both of them.
So what you're saying is there's no chance of seeing Camshaft Downshift and Overdrive.
Am I saying that? Absolutely not. You're talking about third remove there, because you're not only talking about something that wasn't in the show, you're talking about that it wasn't in the original toy line that you had to mail away for.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But could they throw us a bone? Would I buy a 3-pack of those and pay, a couple hundred bucks? I would.
Well, you know, the Omnibots were not big cars. They were small. They were bigger than mini bots, but again, smaller than the other cars.
Correct.
To a degree. they could probably do a three pack for around 150 to 170.
Well, you can't get into them. Of course, they're going to look at, well, he doesn't sell well, blah, blah, blah. We check the price,
exactly,
whatever.
Exactly.
But I understand what you're saying. Yes. Would I love to see a three pack of Omnibots? Hell yeah. Would I love to see a nice little three pack of Reflector? Hell yeah. Am I going to get it? Not holding my breath.
Yeah. Well, and that was my point earlier. It's like it comes when it when you look at it, you think prominent Autobot cars, there's not a lot left.
Correct.
Other than Minibots. And Minibots is a special case. You look at what they did with Bumblebee. Bumblebee was the first and only Minibot to be released so far, but they included something else with it to fit the price point of the other cars.
Correct. So let me ask you this. And this is a two-parter. Do you think it would have sold better had they not put the addition with it, sold it at a cheaper price point, at like $40, $45? Would they have done better? Second question is, and I'm going to make this a dual question, given that they don't see that sold well, why – you know, we haven't gotten repaints. I mean, how hard would it be to make that cliff jumper, a bumble jumper, whatever? Why aren't we seeing, since third party has already tackled all the other ones, you know, Cosmos, help me out here, Outback.
They took the throttle box and made up a combiner.
Yeah, all those things. I mean, you got all these mini bots that third party is made.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, they don't want to say, hey, we're not listening to third party. We kind of are. They're right there. Why not make those? You know, if you're talking about a simple retooling of Bumblebee to make him cliff jumper.
But the thing of it is, though, with cliff jumper, if they're being accurate, cliff jumper's car is a different model.
Yeah.
Is a different shell than Bumblebee's.
So correct. Let me ask you this. As a marketer, how hard would it be to throw a freaking spoiler on that, change the faceplate, change the color, and throw it out, and we'd buy it? Then it gets better. And then have Fun Pub say, you know what? I'm going to grab both of those molds, flip the colors, and sell them as the opposite colored red Bumblebee and yellow Cliff Jumper.
Right.
How do you think those would sell?
But if it's too close to the Cliff Jumper license holder, then there may be an issue. Maybe that's why we haven't seen it yet. The license is still in the works.
Well, what is it, Carraro?
Isn't it Carraro?
Isn't that the name of it? That Cliff Jumper was based on?
Isn't it a Porsche Carrera?
Was it a Porsche?
I thought it was.
Whichever.
Yeah.
So maybe you're talking about getting a new licensee.
Right.
So why not do that? Porsche's Volkswagen.
Same
license you have and change the colors.
Porsche's Volkswagen is Lamborghini. They're all the same company.
Correct. But I think the problem you might have, the Cliff Jumper and the Bumblebee, because maybe there is some issues there.
Well,
but you still got a smattering of others. You know, you've got Huffer, you've got Braun, you've got I can't think of his name. Oh my Gears. I mean, all these. And third party have gotten them for us, but official hasn't. Why not get into these? You can't tell me that there is a copyright on a freaking pickup truck for Gears. Oh my God.
Now, I think when it comes down to it, Takara has changed their philosophy with the Masterpiece line. I think the reason why Bumblebee hasn't been turned into Cliff Jumper is because if they're going to do Cliff Jumper, they're going to do it correctly.
I don't think so.
If they get a Masterpiece from Porsche for Cliff Jumper, they'd also need to go ahead and just do another Porsche and give us Jazz.
But that was their philosophy with this.
I disagree with that.
It's still Porsche
now because different scale.
They're still Porsche. That's my thing.
But you're talking two different scales. You're talking mini bots. And you're talking Jazz. Totally different.
But they also could be separate licenses because of the style of vehicle.
Correct.
Plus, but also, before we move on to Shockwave, don't forget, Takara is going to need to get as much use out of these molds as possible. Mm-hmm. So before we see any of the stuff that has limited repaints, like, say, Mirage, for example, we're going to see maybe a glyph from Bumblebee, maybe a tap out from Bumblebee, the Argentine colors on the
Bumblebee. Oh, my God.
So I'm just saying there's a lot of cards left to do, but there's also a lot of repaints to interspace between them. So we're just going to have to wait and see.
Yeah, and I think some of these will happen eventually. I think the Minibots fall in a funky space because Takara does try to do accurate vehicle modes with a more cartoon accurate, robot mode. That's what they did with Bumblebee, and that's kind of hard to do with guys like Cliffjumper, and Power Glide. That turn into things that are quite a bit larger than a Volkswagen Bug. I think that's the big issue.
I don't agree. I don't agree because what you're telling me is that when they make the masterpiece, they keep them all to scale so that I can't remember what that Rattler. I mean, A10 or I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, the Forgive me, Viper.
But the
no, that's
but the Power Glide mold.
Yeah, that one
bigger than a Volkswagen Bug, and we all will agree that they are much bigger, but they need to be the same scale. Well, then I'm going to say to you, then why is MP10 the size it is compared to Sideswipe or Blue Streak or Smokescreen, when everyone knows that a Mack truck is way bigger. So I'm going to disagree with that. I don't think that the scale has to do with it. I don't. But
those trucks aren't.
I do agree. The licensing has a lot to do with it. I really do agree with that.
Yeah. Well, we've harped on Hot Rod here for a very long time.
That's what he gets for killing Prime.
that had nothing to do with that. That had to do with Masterpiece in general.
That was just a perk.
But we haven't gotten to the one that everyone actually cares about.
You mean the giant purple one-eyed monster?
But that's beside the point.
And that is Shockwave.
Let's see the picture.
And he looks awesome.
I'm telling you. I love it.
So, I mean, I can pick out a bunch of stuff about Hot Rod that looks a bit off here and there. But, man, because Shockwave has the benefit of turning into something that isn't based on anything real,
Space gun.
Well, Hot Rod has the same, but he turns into a car, and cars look like cars. This looks awesome, and I don't see any panel lines there where I'm like, those are really bad. I mean, it just works, and it works well. What do you guys think?
Hang on.
I'm wondering how many different ways they can utilize that mold, because like we were saying, they try to use the molds as much as they can. For monetary reasons. You got the main color scheme, and you got Shockwave, but aside from that...
You've got Comic Shockwave, which I think was a lighter purple than the cartoon Shockwave.
Okay, so that could be your e-hobby.
Right, and then you've got Shockwave. You could do... I doubt they would do Shattered Glass. And I think that mold will be too expensive for Funpub to pick up.
Wasn't he? They could do the gold Shockwave. Wasn't he gold in that episode? They could paint all of these golds, technically, right?
That would be like Energon Six Shot.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's what I've always been a firm believer since we started getting this unified masterpiece kind of a line here since MP10. That their repaints that they're doing if the character did not have an obvious repaint, like Ironhide to Ratchet and vice versa, like us getting the red Bumblebee, that's not Cliffjumper. They're using this as money builders for those figures that have a lot of mold use, mold retool, mold tooling, without a lot of repaint options.
Well, it definitely, because I mean that's why they can take Bumblebee and make 100 versions of them, and they can take Sideswipe and make 100 versions of them, and they've made a lot of money. And now that they can make one or two Shockwaves.
It just seems to me from a financial standpoint. Using molds you've already got money in, making sales off of them, even if it's not a lot of sales compared to the first time you released it, it's still money on a product you have less invested in, which means since you can't get as many sales off of this, you're still in the red.
All right, wait a minute. Let me ask you this much. All right. Now, I've actually done a lot of research on Shockwave. And most of it was because of I had to narrow down the 4-star repaints, or not repaints, but remolds. And so I learned a lot about it. And let me first start off by talking about this one in general. And I did a screenshot of it here. And it's not the same one you guys did. But
it's the very same one, actually.
Well, but I got all this crap over here because I don't know how to make it like you did. But anyway. You've got the nice front here, which is reminiscent of G1, you know, all this here, that and the other, but like these right here are reminiscent of the G1 toy.
Mm-hmm.
They have a little, articulation here, and of course the fingers and all this, that and the other. Now, having said all that, in the original G1, which was very similar in design to this, you had the purple one. You had a gray one, which was
Astro Magnum.
It was actually called Galactic Man, which also got converted into Radio Shack or Radio Shackwave. Then you also, if you just retooled the front up here, and the sides, you had a 4-star remold. Mm. Then they also did a black one. So you're talking about 5 different repaints?
Would they go that far to do the 4-star, though? That's kind of obscure.
Do I think so? No. But I'm saying, is it there? Yes. When they did this, the differences were pre-Shockwave was clear. This part right here was clear.
Mm.
This was clear. Afterwards, when they did the Shockwave, this was pink, and this was pink. So, I mean, are you talking about that little differences and nuances? Mm. Probably not. But you're talking about something that a company that wants to get the most out of their mold, why not? You've got that many options. Well, not to mention... We could do Year of the Frickin' Hamster and make it, red, white, and blue.
I was going to say, there may be colors in Hasbro's history that this would have been redone in but never made it to production. Some binder, some Bible, some G2 drawing left behind or in somebody's files. So there may be colors that we can't picture right now because they never existed until someone said, hey, I've got that binder of unused G2 artwork. Here he is in orange and green. Safety Shockwave.
And you know what? I'd buy it.
Yes.
I would.
I would. Yes. You would. Jason would.
Jason would buy 5 of them. There you go.
I'm telling you. Whatever repaints we can think of, there is probably loose leaf binders, paper and stuff we used to write on, that is probably full of colors for designs that would have been reissues, re-releases, store exclusives, stuff we can't even imagine.
The Sea of Rust Skulls.
Simply because you talked about the safety and this, the bullshit that. I do have a question. only because it was eating in my brain. I kept thinking about it. When they did the god awful colors of Astro Train.
Ah.
Did you guys want it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, but not for that price.
What was the other one they did? Yeah. Didn't they do Perceptor?
No. So as far as the weird colors, it was Astro Train and Blitzwing.
That's the other one.
Blitzwing was kind of a repaint toward the Duocon.
Okay. Did you want them? That's my question.
Yes.
What's your question?
I wanted them because they were.
I could be in the minority.
Oh, yeah, yes.
What I'm trying to get at, and maybe it's just my small, minute, thinking. If the mold is good, if the mold is solid, you could put it in any color under the rainbow, and we'd buy it. If the mold is fair, you're going to get mixed reviews. I'm sorry, but I don't think the mold for Astro Train Blitzwing is as solid as Shockwave. Shockwave is a solid mold. When you first saw that as a kid, the laser gun, and it turned into that magnificent, but awesome. You could put that in any color. You could paint it the color of a turd, and we'd buy it.
Yes,
I believe it. And I'm sorry, and people are going to yell at me for this, but that ugly purple MP10, and I know there's a reason for it.
It
smells like hotcakes, and it's uglier than sin. It's stupid. But
come on, it's like inverse Toxitron.
I'm telling you.
But where is MP Toxitron?
That has a little bit more to do to it because it has something else going with it. But still, if the mold is solid, you could sell it in any color under the rainbow. You really could.
And just
if
to make
they took a seeker and put it in any color,
yes,
buy it.
Just all white, 20 years,
you'd buy it.
It what's about?
Yeah, just to make things clear, you mentioned the year of the hamster before. We can just clarify for folks out there: the next year is a year of the monkey. And
thank God, because if it was hamster, I was gonna die.
Yeah, and that,
oh my God.
And that, yeah, we already talked about the Optimus Primal.
Yeah, but when's the year of the rooster?
2017 is the year of a rooster, so you begin to think about that, Brett.
Beast Machine Silverbolt.
I don't know. I'm thinking 2019 hamster.
Generations
Rat Trap. Reshelled hamster.
Yes!
Why not?
Just short the tail.
I want Air Razor. Like red, white, and orange for Year of the Rooster.
No.
That's what I want.
No, Tiger Hulk.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
Tiger Hulk in those colors.
I will show you this, and you're going to say yes, absolutely.
Until he shows us that, I can just clarify that we're going to the year of the dog in 2018, and then in 2019 is the year of a pig.
What's your
Year of the Pig? I got some ideas for that.
Razor Beast.
I can
that should be that Pretenders one. What's this called? Snarler.
They could do Beast Wars figures for each of these years.
All right,
enough for the Platinum Editions because they have to be big and cost $200.
That's because you said it. All right.
Okay, this all would be good.
Yeah.
There you go.
Black Rat Trap.
That's the Black Rat Trap. And you'd be like, that would be awesome.
Oh,
that would be awesome.
Oh, Nemesis.
How about
Stealth Mode Rat Trap?
Penguin.
Where did you get those from?
Oh, yeah. That's my breast cancer awareness. There you go.
What are those from?
Which, by the way, nothing to snuff at. Breast cancer is horrible.
Check your boobies.
We need all the breasts we can get. That's all there is to it.
One, two, three. I'm good.
And not nasty, saggy ones like you have.
I'm holding them up with my other arm. It's good.
Who was that directed at?
But just like Michael said, what is that?
I only have one. I have a slight birth defect. I only have one, so.
At least it's right in the middle, so you don't look too awkward.
You only have one boob?
Yeah.
You need to do the milkshake.
He just has
a milkshake.
Just hey, mega boom
together. Yeah. There you go. There you go.
But
no, yeah. My point being, real quick. My point being, you hear me?
There you Where'd go. You get the? Where are those from?
Oh, these are prototypes.
His shelf.
So,
you know, I can imagine Nemesis Rat speaking with a.
That's beside the point.
From Fun Pub needs to look at those and say, yes, we need to do this because I need more colors for Rat Trap.
Well, you know,
I don't understand. Rat Trap's one of my favorites. So when I saw these, I had to grab them all.
Well, see, I
want a pink Rat Trap with RC's head.
You're just weird. Yeah. All right?
It's Rat Trap's
wow. Aim.
Yeah, but I'm thinking Nemesis.
Back to the show.
Yeah, I'm thinking Nemesis Rat Trap that speaks in a posh British accent. And
hello, hello.
I don't know if that's posh.
What's
all this? That's more of a.
That's the only coffee. British I know. That's coffee. I mean, Tobias, help me out there. You've been living there.
Can I backtrack just a little bit though? Just kind of a side thought. We brought up breast cancer awareness. You know, if Fun Pub were to do a pink rat trap or something of that nature, that would actually be a great idea to be able to raise some funds and raise awareness.
Yeah.
They might actually want to consider something like that.
Well, they could do that because they've got the generation. Well, they had the generations mold for last
Which
year.
Which is,
well,
I mean, as much as I like this mold, that is an awesome mold.
It is. It and really you is. Know what? They could have some fun with it, and it could be rat trap. Cosplaying as his aunt RC.
Ooh,
that's horrible.
It's not horrible. It's in the show. It's his aunt.
It's so horrible that it works. I like it.
Exactly.
Let's fund it.
You would.
I want a pink rat trap now.
By the way, here you go.
Black rat trap.
You ready for this? Even has the little guns. Look at that.
Hey, hey.
I love nice. the secondary colors they use there too. That dark.
It's like a red. It's really, like a
Starburst retro.
Now I was going more like Jolly Rancher red. A Jolly Rancher.
Oh, here we are. No, that's Rat Trap Maximus after he gets the Matrix.
Pink. And this is after he dies. So I mean, which by the way, the funny part is
that's Shattered Glass Rat Trap. He's friends with Onyx.
Yeah.
Nobody should be friends with Onyx Prime.
And there you go. And he's in gray.
See, look, he's even colored like Onyx Primal.
Yeah.
I want those things. I'm coming to your house. If I ever get to your house, just know that if they're gone, I took them.
Yeah.
Just know that I have plenty of guns.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're inside the rat.
Don and I have already had this conversation.
I'll risk it for Rat Trap. I think it's worth it.
I'll do anything for Rat Trap. I won't do that.
You he heard was actually, it first.
Now, the other thing is when I saw these, and I said, I got to get them, I'll be honest with you. What got me back into, and I'm not going to do the whole, oh, it's all about me. But what got me back into Transformers was Beast Wars. And it was actually the store, Brown and Gray or whatever it was. I got him up there. Rat Trap. I love this mold. I absolutely loved it. So when I saw these other colors, I was like, I got to get them. Got to. So, yes, Rat Trap got me back into G1 and the grandiest thing, whatever, that I've amassed.
Yeah, and everyone just know if I'm not on the show anymore after next year's BotCon, it's because my heist went south.
Yeah, I shot you. It was either with the 40, the 44, or the 357. So
just promise, just do it with all three.
Yeah,
I mean, just make
not
all right,
not a Walther P38.
I'll just go with the sawed-off shotgun and be done with it.
It's got to be. You got to make a story of it. You know, like
okay. Brett shoots you, and Morgan Freeman narrates you dying.
Oh. Love Morgan Freeman. I would pay for him after I shot him.
I'm in for
it
all.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
It Michael, was great all the way up until he cut me in half. So, yeah. I mean.
But now, as far as masterpieces go, with Michael's tagline, yes, we see your Devastator is very pretty.
I'm trying to sit up to the other side. I'm sorry.
That's all right. He has on his tag, he wants Masterpiece Speedbreaker. I have mentioned this in the past.
I would be okay with that.
That with the Autobot cars from Robots in Disguise, old Rid, classic Rid, being completely gone. They're just the molds are was overused and they're gone.
Yep.
With having the extra space that a Masterpiece will give, keeping the same car modes and robot modes, but I'm saying with the extra space, would anyone be sad to see them come up? Even though say we're not done with the Robots in Disguise. Say we're not done with G1 yet. Next year is technically, I guess it's the 15th anniversary. Depends on how you look at Robots in Disguise versus Car Robot. It depends on how you look at it. But next year could be an anniversary year, 15 years after Robots in Disguise.
Yep.
I would like to see Masterpiece, Speedbreaker, Prowl, X-Brone.
Well,
as well. Would anyone else want to see these done if G1 wasn't finished yet?
So what you're saying is, and I'm recapping what you just now said, but I'm going to do it anyway, is RID, would I be okay seeing those as opposed to Skids or Inferno or whatever else I wanted to see?
Because it is an anniversary year, and that's...
I'm going to say...
Nothing was going
to say yes.
Surprisingly.
Not for the reason you think. I'm going to say yes because I'm still waiting for my Masterpiece Optimus Primal, my Masterpiece Rat Trap, my Masterpiece Waspinator, which came before.
You see, I definitely agree. I agree with Brett here because, I mean, I don't buy into the Masterpiece line because there's not been anything for me to buy. I'm not a G1 collector. The only thing I might buy is Trax, and that's because I love Trax for his vehicle mode, and I always like Trax.
I thought it was because his slinky demeanor. Oh yes.
No, it's I like Corvettes. I like that Euro Corvette, but there's nothing that's gotten me to buy anything other than, I mean, I have the old Grimlock and Skywarp, but. None of this new stuff has really interested me. I don't really care for G1 that much to have a whole collection of these. But now they're coming out with Primal. Now I want it. If they come out with some other stuff here or there, I mean, their main attractor is going to be G1. That's the people who want to buy these and collect these. But if they come out with something here or there, I'm going to buy it. And I would love to see... I don't know how a Masterpiece Sideburn would work. Because of the... three brothers, he is the most kibbly.
Yep.
But I would love it. And I would buy it in a heartbeat. I'm going to import every version of Optimus Primal they come out with because it's freaking Optimus Primal.
Well, and that's what I was trying to say is, I mean, I don't have any problem with them doing an RID homage to Masterpiece, but hey, let's give some props to Masterpiece Beast Wars.
Yes.
Or even to a lesser degree,
yes, sir.
Beast Machines. They came first. And the whole idea of the Masterpiece line, it's not just to pump out the best
G1
representation of what we can. To me, it's more of like a best representation of each line. Mm-hmm. Does that mean that we're going to get every G1 character? No. Does that mean that I'm going to get my shrapnel kickback overdrive? I'm trying to think of this, or, you know, whatever. No. It means that I get my basics. You know, I get my Prime. I get my Megatron. I get my Soundwave. Blah, 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 blah. And then I get my Optimus Primal. I get my Megatron that is a T-Rex. I get my Scorponox that is a Scorpion, which I love. I can't wait for that. Give me that now.
You know,
Rat Trap, all that stuff. I mean, it's best representation of each era. Mm-hmm.
And but you know what? Yes, I can go for
once all
not
that's
even.
Done, you're okay to get your RID.
I can go for not getting like Rat Trap and Waspinator because to me the generation figures are amazing.
They are, but they're not the scale. Not the same.
Yeah.
You have to admit, we need a Scorponok.
I would love a Scorponok.
He's too good.
Scorponok, his original toy is very good.
It is, but it's
very
not
close.
We'll see this.
We need a Pterosaur. That's what I'm trying to get. I want Pterosaur.
Yeah.
All the Beast Wars figures, he has the one that least represents him as a character.
I agree with you.
I don't agree because I like Scorponok better. And while his figure is good, I would love to see him in a masterpiece. Just think about it.
I think
the firing bee, the missiles,
his
toy scorpion tail.
His toy represents him in the cartoon very well.
Very minute. I want him in a grandiose scale.
Now, you know, you mentioned about Scorponok. And now
I've been a headmaster,
but I'm talking about, you know, like, say, for example, the headmasters and stuff, that's Scorponok. You know, while I would love to see that, you're right. You know, it's like the Shockwave. I love Masterpiece Shockwave. I hope it's a good toy, and I hope everybody that gets one it's what they want. But here's the thing. For me, Shockwave was never a major character. I have my G1 Shockwave, and I have Cyclops from Mastermind Creations, which is my preferred Shockwave because I like. I'm a big Civil War naval buff. I like the Ironclads. That hits a lot of my buttons right there.
Well, so but, your buttons are hit by Down Under. I understand that.
But the thing of it is, with
some Marine Down Under, get it? That's fine.
But the
point is, wait a minute, to interrupt you for just a second.
I'm going to interrupt you.
Hold on. You're also looking at what the majority wants. I mean, hey, I understand. I mean, I just bought the reflector, like I said, and I just bought the new reflector, and I'm very happy with it. But do I think Hasbro Takara is going to make one? No. Do I bought Warbitron. I bought the Stunticons, all this, because I don't think they're going to make Dooley a combiner in Masterpiece scale. So I understand that. Now, your representation of Cyclops / Shockwave, it's perfect for you. It's wonderful. My advice would be if you're happy with what you got, Quake Wave, because everyone's flipping out about Quake Wave right now. Everyone's flipping. I got to sell it because they're doing our official.
Well, here's the thing.
Happy with it, keep it.
Yeah. Well, see, that's just it. It's like when everybody started selling City Commander when Ultra Magnus Masterpiece came out.
Absolutely.
Here's the thing. They're completely different scales, and now scale carries a little more weight in Transformers, but they're also completely different aesthetics. Same thing for Shockwave and Quakewave. You don't have to get rid of one, unless you're someone who only wants one representation of the character in your collection. You don't want any remolds. You don't want any different colors. You want that one representation of G1 Shockwave. Then I can see you either selling your Quake Wave or canceling the pre-order if you have it for this reissue coming up. But with them being, to me, Quake Wave is more of a classics looking Shockwave. If he was fitting on a classic shelf, that's what it looks like to me. G1 Shockwave is smoother, a lot more rounded parts, a lot more organic. I guess organic looking is the best thing I can think of.
I disagree with you only because my interpretation of classic is different than yours. My interpretation of classic is what I got when I was a kid.
I meant classics.
No. I understand that.
Yeah, okay, all right.
And that's why I'm differentiating. You are talking about the representation, what you saw either in the comic or in the cartoon. I'm talking about what I physically had in my hand that I looked at and I played with for years and went, man, I wish it could do this or that or whatever. And this does that. So there are two different representations. I did want to add one thing, though, and I'm going to do a little side note. On Facebook, and I am horrible with names, and you can smite me if you want about names, but it's James Gaultier. If not, I'm just going to call you James. Gaultier. If you don't like it, your name's James.
But
that's all I'm going to call you is James. But he talked about the Masterpiece Sideswipe repainted into a G2 GoBots Prime. I could tell you, I'm going to stop right there and say that
I'd buy it.
Jason would buy like as many as he could afford. Of course he would. He would love that. Then he said an RID Rev, R-E-V, which I remember that. That was the the Spy Changer series.
Right.
There's a lot of other guys in our little group that would love that as well. So I agree with you on that. But the best thing that you wrote, and I'm going to say it right now, is it says right here, it says, Brett, you're the shit. Masterpiece Scorponox all the way. And I'm telling you, he's right. I'm not going about what I said. I'm going by what the fans said. They agree with me. What can I say? You know, I got a following.
That's it. You're out of here.
That's it. I love it. And good night. I'm out of here. I'm going to pull a George Costanza.
I'm sorry. Midnight. I love Pterosaur because it was my first Beast Wars figure. That's why I want Pterosaur. I'm right.
Well,
you're wrong.
You know, it's,
well, I'm behind you, Michael.
Yeah.
You're wrong. Now, here's the good thing. We're getting a Hot Rod. We're getting Shockwave. But the best part is we know where you can get them.
Where is that?
Well, we have a sponsor, Captured Prey Toys, that will probably have these pre-orders up very soon.
What?
And, yep, and you will be able to get your functional Hot Rod and your Shockwave and your Quakewave. Yes, at CapturedPrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service, CapturedPrey.com.
Great googly moogly.
Yes, and on top of that. If you're looking for perhaps Megamus, do you know anybody that might happen to have a G1 Shockwave if they want to go retro?
Or a Beast Wars Scorponok because it's
maybe at TFCon, maybe at local stores, maybe at BotCon.
So check out Mega Toy Fan on Facebook, Mega Toy Fan, maximize your collection with Mega Toy Fan. Check him out at TFCon at I didn't think we were using the last half. That's why
I love that part.
Okay.
That was added at the end, but okay. I loved it.
Well, and also he will be at TFCon Charlotte. So those of y'all in the North Carolina, South Carolina in the vicinity, be sure to check it out at TFCon as well. But speaking of Captured Prey, Michael, dude, I think you have something you want to mention?
Yeah, so it's time for another clue in the Unite With Us contest.
Woohoo!
Brought to us in part by CapturedPrey.com, providing you with a chance to win a complete set of
Minasaur
from Combiner Wars. That's
all seven.
Seven figures.
All seven.
That's right. Minasaur is now seven people.
Seven.
So today's clue, you're hearing it only once. None of us are going to repeat it. It's right here at this minute mark. We're not going to share that with you. You had to listen all the way to this minute mark to hear
this
that.
Is your reward for my jokes.
Your clue is Triton. And that's it.
Are we allowed to spell it?
Now we're moving out. Triton as in Zeus.
Okay.
I'm gonna assume because
Ariel's dad.
I don't pronunciate very well sometimes, so I'll give you that.
Okay. So that was the clue. That was your own clue.
Zeus. I meant Poseidon. What?
Okay. The clue is one of the pantheon of the Greek gods.
Yes.
Yeah, and for those of you who aren't sure how to spell it, it's spelled Raymond Luxury Yacht, but pronounced Throat Warbler Mangrove.
I'm missing a reference there.
That's Hitchhikers, isn't it?
Monty Python.
Oh, I've never gotten into Monty Python.
Ah, yes.
All right, so...
Dr. Hick, yes, but not Monty Python.
So we definitely... So since we got onto this topic, the big thing is, what to do with... what are you planning on doing with... Does this dissuade you from taking a look at any of the third-party offerings?
For what? For who?
Shockwave, for Rodimus?
Well, I already have DX9 on order at a competing store because I had other things there. I wanted to shell ship at one time and save the money. But I already have Carry there because I've seen the videos that's been done. I saw him at BotCon, and I think he'll be a great Rodimus Prime. I'm sorry, the MP9. I have the Rodimus version, the U.S. version. Mm-hmm. But I want a Rodimus Prime to go with my MP10. And I think I think they pulled off the all-in-one transformation incredibly proficient. And I look forward to that. Shockwave, like I said, he's not been one of my favorite characters, so I'm going to really pass on him. Because, again, I have my Cyclops, which is the one that I wanted. The other masterpieces, it'll be basically, like for example, I have the Eye Gear Ratchet and Ironhide, the ones that came out with the second version that was a little bit cheaper. To me, those are fine. I do not like Masterpiece Ironhide. I do not like the way he looks. I was reminded we have our chat. For those of you watching, there will be no Massey attack. I wanted to let you know I will be out of town this week. So he is being boarded at the vets. So there's no Massey attack. So let you.
So no Massey effect. What?
Watch it.
What?
Yeah. You gotta watch out.
They're learning.
Oh, he's horrible.
That would be perfect for Year of the Pig. They never specified if it was a guinea pig.
That's right.
I like it.
Beast.
Yes.
Hang on. Well, speaking of Monty Python, there's your reference. It's there just a guinea pig versus a rabbit.
Woohoo.
Yeah, that's...
He's a beast.
No.
What is this creature's name?
Carmelo.
Carmelo. That's not... Carmelo.
Candy?
With the candy bar?
Carmelo attack.
And that's when he pees on you. Right in the mouth.
Oh, that would
make me poops like you wouldn't believe it.
That would totally make up for the lack of a Massey attack. I mean, the last time we were all on, we had an epic Massey attack, and it was amazing.
Yeah, my arms are still.
But here's the thing:
you can't beat Brett getting pooped or
peed on. You get a little carrot. Don't get in front of him. I mean, bites. I mean, he'll bite the crap out of you. He doesn't care, do you?
Like, no.
And I actually have two of them, so you might have to wait and see the other one, Carmelo and Carmeli.
You know they barbecue those in New Guinea.
Now, you say you have Carmeli as another one?
Carmelo is a boy. Carmeli is a girl.
Okay, you have to get a third one and name it Carvanelli, so you can have Carmeli Carvanelli.
Well, if they'd ever, you know what, we'd have one.
Oh, I got you.
Not that, you know, Carmelo tries, because he really does. I mean, he's a player. He really is. He's a player. You know, he went after the dog. I mean, you know. You gotta get your
How thing. Small's the dog?
Not small. He doesn't give a shit. I mean, he really doesn't. I mean,
well, here's the thing.
So he's a chubby chaser.
He doesn't care. He's if I get mine, look, if I get mine, I don't care. So, I mean, he is the internet sensation. But you know, we didn't have Massey.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? This guy attacks me enough.
Yeah. And believe me, I hated putting him at the vets to be boarded, but I wouldn't be able to enjoy my – I've only got like a three-day vacation coming up, but I wouldn't be able to enjoy myself if he was here alone and something happened, you know, just my own peace of mind.
So we're gonna
get rid of him because he's clawing the crap out of me. Oh, there we go.
But yeah, as far as masterpieces, I'm getting Tracks. I'm a big Michael McConaughey fan. I love Tracks and Cosmos. I can't wait for Masterpiece Cosmos. I've gave Mr. McConaughey a RTS Tracks, a Generations Cosmos. I'm looking for a Lexor from Visionaries, so I can give him his Lexor next time I see him. I just love Tracks and Cosmos. I'm getting Road Rage. But that's the masterpiece. It's like the Masterpiece Hound that's coming out, the two Masterpiece Hounds. I don't know on those yet. I'm debating on if I want to get those or wait for a proper hound.
So now, I know a lot of collectors, like you were talking earlier, there are a lot of collectors out there that collect the best representation of a character. But what... You personally, what are you after more? You, the best representation of the character, or just the best, you know, toy for that character?
I want to say probably the best representation. I think would be
For me, it's more like I want to update. I want an updated character versus the G1. I love the G1 stuff, but I would like something now that we have the technology. That is a bit more what the characters are in my mind. That could be a delusion for all I know. But I just want, when I look at that, I'll say, I've got this hound. This is going to be a good hound. I really can't see me needing a better hound than this.
Until a better one comes along.
But that's just it, though. You know, the Shockwave is better than my G1 Shockwave. It will probably be better than my G1 Shockwave. It'll be easier to transform than Cyclops. But the character does not mean as much to me. So I don't need the best version of him because what I have is fine. It's like I am getting Grandus Exotron, which is Mastermind's not great shot. Mm-hmm. Because I do not have a great shot and I am not spending the money for a G1 great shot because of the prices involved. That's like I am not getting – well, it's like I held the Captured Prey Dino King gift set. Oh, my God. That was so awesome. It was a – well, you all saw it. I mean yeah. y'all – it was gorgeous. It's just
up
like
– there.
It's just like – you've got it or you've got a set?
Got a set, of course.
Okay, it wasn't the same set. Though. Okay.
No,
not but same. I cannot – For as little as Monstructor is, even having the dino shells, I cannot pay. Even if I won $1 million, okay, I'll say that. Let's say someone gave me $1,400, I couldn't make myself pay that, even though it would technically be free for that figure because it's too small for the money. The G1 version. I would rather get the new one coming out from Dan's project. Mastermind, I can't remember. I'm probably dead. Anyway, because the character has a better representation to me is what I imagine Dino King being. But it's all based on character, the toys I've got in the past versus what I'm looking for. It's just, it's all character, it's all individual specific for me. If that makes any sense.
Hmm. Yeah, I understand. It's really more of a it's more of a cost compared to best representation almost.
Yeah. Well it's like a lot of people that I know like Carrie, but they're not getting Carrie because they have Cloud Rodimus. Which to me doesn't make any sense because Cloud Rodimus makes no sense. He looks good, but he was never a triple changer, and it's just not Rodimus to me. So again, it's all personal. It's personal based on that character, I think.
Well, as far as best representation, I know we're focusing on, you know, Masterpiece and third party specifically, but I just the more I look at this thing since I've had it for about a week now from Captured Prey, I recently got the Combiner Wars Devastator, and I am absolutely more than comfortable considering this to be a Masterpiece Devastator. Would I anticipate them releasing or even designing a Masterpiece scale official Devastator? No, that'd be ridiculous. That'd be like $800+ easily. But yeah, this is extremely true to the G1 cartoon. Lots of design nods to the original G1 toy in the molding. And even if you pay close attention, a headcanon. Oh, wait, that's Legends Megatron that just died.
Oh, All that build up.
Oh, goodness. It just...
Surprise! He launches. There we go. He retreats. Mm. That's what it is. The compartment behind his head stores Megatron perfectly.
That's their version of the fastball special.
Yes.
Fastball special.
That works. But yeah, honestly, it is extremely well done. Even though it is technically Combiner Wars, I am absolutely comfortable calling it and declaring it a masterpiece.
Well,
by my standard, even if you look at like the Zakar version with it, like the different elbows and things, just the design in general, it's just really well done.
You and I had an argument about this before. I do not consider this a Combiner Wars. I'm sorry. It is a masterpiece in and of itself. All the other ones pale in comparison as far as Combiner Wars. I'm not a big Combiner Wars fan. But I did want to add on our YouTube, Nightwingum 1 has had a few suggestions that I do think are noteworthy. He talked about the G2 Seekers. For Masterpiece, which I think is a great idea.
Oh, no, the Seekers need to be put to bed. I mean, they've done
No, you can't have too many Seekers.
Billion times.
And he talked about, Inferno, Hauler, Grapple for Artfire, and then he talked about Runabout and Runamuck, and he said that they were Chaos and Ghost in the Machine. So they were actually in the cartoon.
Okay.
So he is correct.
I forgot about that.
He also talked about Year of the Hamster.
Yes!
We shall talk about Year of the Hamster, which shall be Masterpiece Shockwave from here on out. You heard it, folks. Year of the Hamster. Do so I know what year it'll be?
We can celebrate by doing a Year of the Hamster Dance.
That's right, the Hamster Dance. That's right.
Then he called him tall.
You know, if they're gonna do more,
he'd have to have four arms.
If they're gonna do more Seekers, they should at least get the cone heads out of the way first.
I agree.
Yeah.
Do more.
Masterpiece G2 Thundercracker.
Get the three first.
So, what colors are Year of the Hamster, Shockwave gonna be?
Ooh. Let me look around the room. I am going to look around the room. No, wait a minute.
I would buy that. Happen.
All right, on Facebook. And we're going to do this right now.
It'd be like the color of Slimer.
Let's see if anyone's actually listening. Anyone, give us three colors and post it.
Three colors, but didn't Soundwave only get two colors? He was clear and he was orange.
he had blue in him.
Did he?
I don't remember. Something in a nice tartan pattern.
Give us two or three colors. I don't give a crap. Just do it.
He's going to come out as Shock Blast. Or no, he's going to... Not Shock Blast. He'll be... what was his brother? Oh, it was Six Shot, wasn't it?
Six Shot and Energon.
Oh, you're not allowed to call. We can talk about characters. Don't say the name of the show, please. I mean, you should know this by now.
Well, we're not allowed to say the E word.
No, it's forbidden.
Oh no! It was the letters N R G on. You know, like the band, NRG.
It's only in the context of the show that you can't say it, because the show doesn't exist in the TFYLP timeline.
I agree.
Cut it out.
I agree. It sucks.
Yeah. So Energon is our Kiss players.
No, it is.
So Kiss players is our Kiss players.
That what happened to Inferno?
Energon is just the garbage can.
I don't know. I think it was like classics before classics.
What?
See? Yeah.
Okay.
I told you guys.
The headband is on too tight.
I told you guys that no one was listening. No one's going to respond. No one's going to give us, you know, any colors, whatever. No one's listening.
I still can't believe that they made that masterpiece,
we got one.
Star Saber.
What is it, Jim?
We got one. YouTube. Nightwing Num 1 or not Wingnum?
Nightwing number 1.
Oh yeah. I was like, Wingnum? What? Says Coneheads first, and then he also says Slimer would be Year of the Ghost.
What?
Yep. Year of the Ghost.
It's looking right now. I don't see that.
It's going with Jim's Slime.
Slimer! On the comments on YouTube, switch it to newest
Slimer,
first.
It's Slimer.
I said Slimer. What'd you say?
But you said Slammer.
No, I said Slimer.
What are you talking about?
Slimer's a tank. Part of Ring.
No, Slammer is a tiny cheeseburger from Hardee's.
You mean Carl's Jr.? No.
Hardee's. I'm in Indiana.
I'm just joking. It's called Hardee's here,
okay.
Too.
Yeah, we don't have that here.
Give it time, you will.
But I do like because like you said, Brett, Nightwing did point out that Runamuck and Runabout was in season 3, and I had completely forgotten it because I try to forget about season 3 whenever possible.
I forgot about that too.
Well, most of season 3.
Yeah.
And I mean, where's our masterpiece Quintessence?
Quintessence.
You're done.
Yeah. Cut his mic.
Alpha Q.
Mike, you're done.
Alpha Q.
No, you gotta watch your language, Jim.
I pronounced it a little bit fast, so it sounded like something completely different. But I said,
I can't believe that got on the show. I don't know how that was ever released. Alpha Q. Good lord.
Because they slipped it by the censors and got away with it, and it was
so
funny.
So far we have.
And he had tentacles.
Blue, yellow.
Blue and yellow. I mean.
Orange. Orange.
Orange, blue, and yellow. So it's blue, safety yellow. Shockwave. We're talking about
Nightwing.
Safety shockwave.
Nightwing says red, white, and blue.
Only if the blue is chrome.
Ooh. Like Jetstorm. I'd be okay with that.
We're talking
50 Megatron.
Orange, chrome.
No. Well. Sure, I'll go with that. I'm not going to argue with Orange Crow.
I know what. Hey, Tobias.
Yeah?
Are there any colors on figures that you got in Sweden when you were living there that were different than what we got in the U.S.? Like a local exclusive that was in different colors that we could apply to the U.S.?
Nothing that I can remember, actually. We got the European exclusives, but that's not the same thing.
Yeah.
Rescue Force.
Yeah, because I thought maybe y'all might have got some regional exclusives or something maybe I wasn't aware of that we could have – something we didn't know about that we could apply. Because, see, European Transformers, other than the British stuff, I don't really – I never kept up with – what was released in other countries and until I was in, you know.
You're talking about G1.5.
Yeah, yeah. And I understand what came out in England and all that, because when I finally went to BotCon 94, I saw the world open up to me because I learned about Turbo Masters and Lightformers and Track-Ons and all that stuff. And then I learned about the Japanese stuff. But the other stuff, the Argentine, South America stuff, the European stuff that wasn't just in the UK, I didn't know that stuff, and to this day, there's still a lot I don't know because it doesn't really, I don't really worry about it. So I thought maybe there was some colors there we could apply.
Let's not get into that because that whole opens up a whole other argument about G1.5, G2, G1, all that. So we'll say that for another show.
That's a whole topic right there.
Colors right now, the only ones we have are orange, blue, and yellow. And James came up with that, to which I said, give me an argument. I want to know why. He has yet to respond. So if he's got the balls, he'll respond.
Oh, that's good. We'll
In the meantime, I don't care.
Come on, man.
Here's what we're going to do.
Come on.
They're going to listen to us. They're going to take it good or bad. Here's what I want to talk about. I wanted to start a little segment called Cool Cats. And what I mean by that is guys that you know are good to do deals and do trades with, whether it be on Facebook, which is the number one way of doing it right now, on forums. But I got a couple cats here who I've done deals with, and they deserve some shout-outs. And the first one is Norman Newsom. He's a good guy. Did a couple of trades with him and did more than one. Always came true. And he's good. He's a good guy. The next one is a Michael Turner. He's from Canada. He's well known up there. He's a good guy. Another one good. Carlos, and I'm going to be horrible. Ava Erdo. Good guy also. And the last one, you guys know this guy, Mike Lyons, Suede 66. I've done many deals with him also. These guys are good guys to deal with, along with myself, of course. I'd like to do this, if we can, every week, if we can, talk about people that we've dealt with, and that there's bad ones. Because the only way the fandom's going to know about the scammers and the cheats is if we talk. Got to talk. Got to let each other know. Feedback. And there's no feedback on Facebook other than word of mouth. So these guys are straight up honest. These are guys you can deal with. I just wanted to add that. I thought it was good. If you guys got anyone else that you've had deals with or whatever, throw them in.
I got a question.
I've got a couple right quick. But besides, obviously, Orson Christian for the sweet hookup with Devastator and Skybite and free shipping.
There you go.
Capture Prey. Was also a fellow by the name of Carl Terry, who I met through Facebook, and landed this awesome Scrapnel with Reflector.
Which
is awesome. That makes two
Destructicons. Did you meet up with him through Facebook or what other...
Facebook.
Yep. See, I'm telling you, Facebook.
One of the Transformers groups.
Yeah, Facebook is good. There's a lot of good Transformer groups there. But the only way you're really going to get known is get your name out there. Do good, get your feedback, and that's what I think we need to start help promoting.
I know two cool cats.
You were going to say? I'm sorry, Tobias. Go ahead.
I just want to say I know two cool cats that's good to deal with. Someone is called Don, and then the other one is Brett.
Yes, I am, baby!
So, yeah, I had a question, Brett. I had a question.
Sorry.
So, you just said cats probably about 10 times, and you weren't massing into the conversation earlier that way?
That's right. Here's the thing. And I actually, someone else said that to me also. They were like, and I mean, Don... Absolutely no offense to this, but I can't stand cats. I really do not like them.
Oh, no, cats aren't...
They taste terrible.
I mean, I am a 100% dog
like guinea pigs.
And evidently guinea pig person. Of course, the guinea pig was thrust on me. Anyway, the dog thing. Yes, I love dogs. I don't know.
I'm so confused by all this.
I am also from the era of, man, if you're a cool cat, you're a cool cat. So I went with my era, and I went, man, and I even wrote it on here. Right there. These are cool cats to deal with. Right there. See?
Well, at least cool you didn't spell, at least you didn't spell cool with a K.
No, I did the cool with a K, cats with a K. Cool with a C, sorry. Cool yeah. with the key, C.
All you got to do is draw a line before the C, and you got a K.
There you go.
It's cool with a K minus a C plus
that's K right.
equals cool cats.
Right. What it comes down to, these are guys you can trust.
Okay, well.
Unlike Massey, who will attack you.
Yeah. Okay, I think, I don't know, Michael, I think we should wrap this up. It's up to you. But I would like to at least talk about if we could pick one masterpiece that we want to see from any era, any incarnation across the multiverse that you would say, shut up and take my money, who would it be? Just so we can all say that one character we want.
I've said it several times this episode.
Pterosaur?
Freaking Pterosaur.
Horrible. Have to go with Horrible with Crab.
Yeah. How about you, Tobias?
Yeah, I would say a Pterosaur as well. And that's weird because I thought of him for several years. Thinking I have a decent mold of him and a masterpiece would be great. And another thing, a Sea Spray. But yeah, we got a nice Sea Spray in Reveal the Shield, I think it was.
Yes.
But, you don't want a masterpiece Dark to Archival?
Yeah, that would be great. But that's a bonus figure for with.
Came with Starscream.
Yeah,
actually, I would not doubt the Collectors Club not working a Dr. Archiville if the only humans work out well.
Yeah.
I can't see them not doing a Dr. Archiville at some point.
Sure. And Sean Berger.
Like Marissa Fairborn and the other. Characters, yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Brett?
He wants a masterpiece pink rat trap.
Now, here's the thing. I said I would like a masterpiece Scorponox from Beast Wars. But the more I sat here and thought about it, I would love to have a masterpiece rat trap with Scott McNeil voice chip. Oh yeah, baby. Oh yeah.
Yeah, oh, because of the size scale, you can put
you
that
can't
in.
Beat it.
Well, okay, would they be Rat Trap quotes, or would they just be random Scott McNeil nonsense? Some of the things he said to me at SlagaCon, man, he said hello to some Johnsons.
You were at SlagaCon, so you know some of the things he said.
Yes.
I don't care. Does it really matter?
I took him to the Arby's drive-thru. Oh my God.
Yes,
the things
but
he said.
Take him to the little drive-thru liquor store.
Ooh, no, I didn't do that.
In any case.
Yeah. And of course, I think everyone knows what my figure would be, obviously. So.
Massey.
Massey.
That would be a Massey Terpiece.
You worked it in somehow. You worked it in. No.
Smack! Smack! You took my punchline! Damn it!
No. Masterpiece RC is a headmaster. I think not only would that round out the 2010 movie line from a few years ago that we never got that many movie characters in. Mm-hmm. It would be, again, it would satisfy your movie criteria, your post-movie criteria, your headmaster fans. I just really would like to see, you know, Masterpiece RC. And you could have her with a second head that wasn't Daniel, and you could just have Daniel as the driver if you wanted to do that.
Head Massey.
Real
Stop.
Quick, just because James responded he said, you use the colors to make Shockwave look like G2 Leadfoot. That would be yellow, metallic blue, and orange. So you know
okay.
what?
Sure.
I I got you. I do. Do I think it's going to win? We'll see.
It's only a space competition gun. Right now is Snotwave. So.
Snotwave. I like it. Wow.
I'm now picturing Mark Hamill as the Trickster in Justice League Unlimited pulling out the snot gun, but it's now Shockwave. I have now combined two completely different things in my head that I will never unsee.
I like it, though. I do.
That's all right, guys. Right, so I think this has been a pretty good episode of Transformers for the Listening Pleasure. Brett mentioned earlier there's some great Transformers Facebook groups, and we have the greatest. You should go to Facebook and find the Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure group. Send us a request. Come in, hang out with us, participate with us on the show. We've spent a lot of our time here talking back and forth to some of our, you know, fellow collectors on Facebook as we've been podcasting here. It's fun time, lots of news, lots of stories, just idle conversation. You got good trade, lots of people you can trust there. It's just a good time. You can also follow us on Twitter, at TFYLP. You get all the latest from us. You'll know when we're going live, more about competitions that we hold now and in the future, and some fun questions of the day that Weird Wolf has been putting up for us. And sometimes we take those and we take your responses or we take questions from you and we make them part of the show, even may make an entire show out of it. So make sure you're out there communicating with us. We love your feedback. This has been TFYLP, episode 170. One more time, guys. Don.
Everybody take care.
Tobias.
Take care.
Jim. I almost forgot your name.
Would Snotwave have a nose?
And Brett.
He would have a big nose. And don't forget, TFCon in Charlotte, October 16th, 17th, 18th.
3 weeks.
At Embassy Suites, Charlotte Concord. Make sure you check it out. I know I'm going to be there, and I'm going to have some awesome deals.
Oh, and one more quick shout out. Our very own Rig Alvarez has his Play With Us 2 Lost Protectors Kickstarter going on right now. If you want to support that, we have links up on both Facebook and Twitter. We want to support a fellow cast member in his endeavors, and hopefully, you know, it comes to fruition. This has been TFYLP. We'll see you next time.
Good night.
You're the hamster.
Yes, he would have a nose.
This has been Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, a presentation of TFTalk.net. We'd like to thank you for listening and ask that you please rate us on your favorite podcast outlet and share us with your friends. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at TFYLP. Email us at podcast@TFYLP.com. This is Paul Lighting, and on behalf of TFYLP, we'd like to thank you again for listening. And we hope you'll join us next time for another TFYLP.